This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And this is the spring fundraiser for
KUAF. It is. And we have sent our lovely phone volunteers home. They've been with us since early in the morning, taking your calls and your pledges. And if you miss the opportunity to call in with your pledge, don't worry. You can pledge right now at our website, supportkuaf.com. It's secure, it's fast, it's easy.
And you can pledge from anywhere in the KUAF listening area.
Which is quite large.
Yes, it is. And I'm not going to brag and say that here at Ozarks at Large, we've been to every place in our listening area.
We've been to a lot of places.
But we've given it the old college try.
We definitely have. I know last fall, I was curious about the live mascot at the University of Arkansas, Tusk. And I assumed he was on a farm somewhere up here in Washington County. No.
He is not.
He is in a farm outside of Dardanelle, which is...
Yell County.
Yes, on the way to Little Rock. So it was like a two-hour drive to get there and then turn at this sign and then turn at this fork in the road. And because there really weren't a lot of people out there. But it was an excellent trip. And I met the Stokes family who takes care of Tusk. And they were awesome, showing me their farm. And it was a lot of fun.
And we do have a lot of stories that come to you from Fayetteville and Bentonville, Rogers, Silent Springs, mm-hmm. Fort Smith, Springdale, the bigger cities. But what we also like to do is get to those places in Yell County.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one that I had last fall, which one of the instructions to get to this story, it was about... Brothers That Make Canoes for our Locally Made series was
right.
Turn left at the crushed culvert.
Yes. That was out in Avoca?
Yes. Avoca-ish.
Avoca-ish.
Yes. The suburbs of Avoca. Yes.
Yes.
And you might find us at a bowling alley in Clarksville, or you might find us in a place that is not incorporated at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're committed to finding the stories for all of the KUAF listening area.
Yes. And so that means everyone, not just the folks living in the middle of, you know, Fayetteville a couple blocks away from us,
right.
But it means everybody all the way down to Mena and up, you know, towards Harrison and then over to Tahlequah and up into southwest Missouri.
So if there's something that people are concerned about for the Buffalo River,
mm-hmm.
chances are you'll hear Jackie Froelich reporting from somewhere in Newton County about it.
Absolutely.
We are committed to bringing you as many stories from as many places in our listening area as possible. How have we been able to do that for nearly 25 years in this program?
We've been able to do that with continued listener support, because listeners call in or go online to make their pledges year after year. That makes sure that we have the budget to keep the lights on here and to make sure that we have the budget to have the equipment that we need to go to these remote places so that we can record these stories and bring them to you.
And occasionally we'll ask someone from a remote area like Dave Baer, the singer-songwriter who lives without electricity in Newton County, to come to us.
Sometimes, yes.
Yes. And we appreciate that as well.
We do.
So the stories from around the area brought to you with your support. And from anywhere in the area that has wireless, dial-up, or even 4G, and you have the proper equipment, you can contribute right now.
Yes, you can go to our website, supportkuaf.com, and make your contribution there.
And from everyone at Ozarks at Large,
thank you.
Last week, there were more shifts in the health industry in Arkansas, and a candidate for governor released a plan for education. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has This Week in Review.
Collab Health, a wholly owned subsidiary of Catholic Health Initiatives, has executed a stock purchase agreement to acquire Little Rock-based health insurance provider QualChoice. Catholic Health is one of the nation's largest nonprofit health systems that operates St. Vincent's in Little Rock. It announced on Tuesday that it would also acquire Mercy's Hospital in Hot Springs. Terms of both deals were not disclosed. The QualChoice acquisition must still receive regulatory approval from the Arkansas Insurance Department. QualChoice CEO Michael Stock will be one of our guests on this week's Talk Business and Politics program. The College of Business at Arkansas Tech University in Russellville is launching a new resource for tracking economic trends that promises to examine a wide range of activity statewide and in 16 local communities. The Arkansas Tech Business Index encompasses a labor index, a housing market report, construction activity, and retail sales activity. The 16 cities include Little Rock, North Little Rock, Conway, Pine Bluff, El Dorado, Texarkana, Hot Springs, Russellville, Fort Smith, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville, Jonesboro, Searcy, and West Memphis. The release of the index is available online at www.atu.edu/ATBI. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross announced a plan to expand access to pre-kindergarten education for four-year-olds in Arkansas, a proposal that comes with a $37 million a year price tag when fully implemented. Ross said it would be his big-ticket item related to education, describing it as the front and centerpiece of his education reform initiative. He said other education proposals would be forthcoming, but with smaller price tags. Ross faces challenger Lynette Bryant in the May 20th Democratic primary. Arkansas tax officials released the March revenue report, which showed an 11.6% increase in net revenues versus the previous year. March marks the end of the third quarter for the state's current fiscal year. All major categories of collections were above forecast during the month. Year-to-date, net tax collections topped $3.59 billion. That's 2.7% above year-ago levels and 2.2% above year-to-date forecast. After more than 6 months of preliminary review, Magellan Midstream Partners says the market will support its interest in a potential pipeline from Fort Smith to Little Rock. The project would transport up to 75,000 barrels per day of gasoline, diesel fuel, and jet fuel. Magellan said it received sufficient commitments during the last 6 months to move forward on the pipeline infrastructure project. It must still receive permit and regulatory approval. Magellan says the pipeline could be operational by late 2015 if it's allowed. Well, what's cooking in Arkansas's hospitality and culinary industry? A new website that hopes to match those looking for food-related jobs to employers wanting to hire talent. A new online job search tool began operations last week called rfoodjobs.com, arfoodjobs.com. The website seeks to link employers and qualified job seekers in Arkansas's culinary industry. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Support for Talk Business and Politics content on Ozarks at Large is provided in part from AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information available at worththewait.com.